Well, I want to tell you, listeners, I lied to everybody going into the last break. We're not going to get into our Taysom Hill chat that the Cajun Cannon and Drew Brees had just yet because, as Cullen pointed out, it is time for Triple Option, where we talk about some of the top stories in sports today, giving our takes on it. Guys, I'm getting into, first off, with the men's Olympic basketball team. Got a gold medal game tomorrow against France. We're finding out, it looks like Team USA planning to start all-time leading scorer Kevin Durant.
Yes, sir.
Versus France tomorrow in the gold medal game. And Drew Holiday expected to come off the bench. Right now, the money lines in this medal game for Team USA, they're minus 1,500, while France is a plus 800. 70. Those odds indicate a 93.8% chance for USA to win a gold medal there, and I don't think it's any surprise talking about Olympic men's basketball tournament MVP. The front runner right now, LeBron James. After that, Steph Curry, and maybe where I'd be leaning on putting my money on this is on Kevin Durant if he ends up getting the start tomorrow, like they're saying. He's at 14-1 odds right there, and just I think he's been pretty instrumental for this Team USA team, and I see him just being able to take over in the France game.
That makes it seem like the Serbia game was the true final then, huh?
Right, it feels like it.
I don't want to say that maybe the bookies are overlooking France, but geez, that's crazy.
I guess you consider with Jokic on the roster along with some other NBAers. I know besides Wembanyama.
Jokic is in his prime. Wemby is fantastic. But also like they have like Nick Batum on that roster. They have some good players. The French have a good team, and there's a reason that they're in the gold medal match, but Minus 1,500, Steve, for the U.S.?
Like I said, it's currently the odds for the U.S. to win a gold medal are at 93.8, so basically 94% chance to win gold.
Bonkers. I mean, look, I'm all for it, and I hope they blow out France. And that's another thing is because, obviously, the Paris Olympics, the crowd.
Oh,
the
it's going to be
factor,
hostile, right?
It's going to be crazy. So that's I can't
we'll
wait to
We'll be keeping
watch that
tabs
game.
On that and giving updates during First Take tomorrow.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
What
guys,
you got for Triple Option?
I'm going with the total Olympic medal count after day 14. Shakari Richardson, as I mentioned, in the Sports Flash, won gold as part of the 4x100-meter relay race.
Today, yeah.
It was awesome. Her anchor run was just ridiculous. And now the U.S., however, is tied with gold with China at 33 gold medals. Now, if you're looking at total medals, the U.S. is lapping everybody else in the field. They have 111 total medals at this Olympic events. They have 39 silver, 39 bronze. China's nowhere close in the total medal count. They're at 83, but they are tied 33-33 in gold medals. And obviously, I believe that in the official tallying of all of this is that they go by gold medal count, and then the total is used as like a tiebreaker, as far as I know, Steve. So basically what we're going to be looking at, hopefully the Americans can not only take it in basketball, but also women's basketball as well. They're both in the finals, the gold medal matches for both those sports. So we'll see what happens. We only have 2 days left. The Olympics end on Sunday, August 11th. So we're coming to the back end of it, and hopefully the U.S. can take the cake.
Wow, went by quick.
Yeah, it really did.
Cullen, what you got for us on this Triple Option Day?
I picked up something on Twitter from our lovely Jeff Nowak out in California. He retweeted Tyler Webb, a co-host of the Pocket Presence podcast, talking about the average age of every NFL roster. And the Saints, not as high as you would think. Starting at the very top, the oldest team in the league with an average age of 27.0, the 49ers.
Hmm.
On the inverse, Packers, 25.2 by a wide margin. The next youngest team is a tie between the Chiefs, Bucks, and Chargers at 25.6.
Man, the Chiefs are so young, huh?
Not a great thing to hear.
Exactly, when they've been back-to-back Super Bowl champs.
Saints sit at 26.5, shared with the Falcons and the Panthers.
26.5 average age of the Saints?
Panthers
average,
are older than I thought they would be.
Yeah, and the average of the league average is 26.2.
Okay, so they're right there.
So they're kind of in that, you know, like they're in the fourth tier up. I will say, I'm looking at this now, and God, we play a lot of young teams.
That's a good thing because we're the veteran season squad.
Going from the bottom up, Packers, lowest in the league, we play them. Tied for second lowest, Bucks, Chargers, Chiefs, we play them. Fourth lowest, 25.8, Rams, we play them. 25.9, Raiders, we play them. Like a good chunk of the league that we're playing this year is a much, much younger squad than us.
And it's interesting. Also, the Cardinals are a little bit higher on that list than I thought. I mean, we talk about how many draft picks they've had the last couple of years.
They reworked that roster,
and they're still around the NFL average, basically, as far as youth goes. So 26.2. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking forward to actually chatting with Alex Clancy here next hour, guys, about the Cardinals roster and what players that we're going to be seeing from them. Because we've been talking a bunch about, you know, what Saints players that we expect to be playing in this game. But also, Marvin Harrison Jr., the number 4 overall pick from the 2024 NFL Draft, the Blitnikoff Award winner last year, wide receiver out of Ohio State, is expected to play.
A little spiciness
the
right there, right?
Yeah, no, it's super fun. Hopefully we get to see him against Kool-Aid.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, has it been announced? I thought I read somewhere that Murray's also going to start at least.
No, he's out.
He's out. Okay.
The opposite. Murray is not playing.
I like hearing that.
So we'll see a heavy dose of
the backups. Yeah, Tune and then
and obviously Desmond Ridder.
There we go.
Good old Desmond Ridder trying to latch on with the Arizona Cardinals after a dismal showing, man, with the Atlanta Falcons. And did you see any of his any action from him from training camp so far? I've heard nothing about Desmond Ridder.
I've heard nothing good about Desmond Ridder, which is a little bit unfortunate for him. Basically, that backup quarterback battle, the article that I was reading from a Cardinals beat writer about players to watch right during the preseason for them on their perspective, so we can talk with Alex Clancy about it, was that neither one of them have shown much at camp.
Right.
So they're hoping that one of them can show something during the preseason.
That was our triple option feature. Going to take a break. Be back, but more of your calls right on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line right after this on WWL.